it's here and now, and it's being called the biggest acquisition of a Silicon Valley company ever. Between $16 and $19 billion is what Facebook is going to pay for WhatsApp, the world's most popular messaging app for smartphones, which is used by about 450 million people around the world. For more on this, we're joined by Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's just start, for people who don't know, and there are a lot of them in this country, what is WhatsApp?
What is WhatsApp? WhatsApp is essentially a texting service. It's basically just like texting. And the reason that a lot of Americans don't understand exactly why Facebook would spend $16 to $19 billion on a company they've never heard of is that this really isn't about them. It's not really about us. WhatsApp is extremely popular overseas. If you have any friends that are trying to communicate from, say, Buenos Aires to Lisbon or Madrid to Africa, that's where WhatsApp is basically not only the most popular texting service, but perhaps the most popular social network. Facebook bought this company because overseas, among young people, it really does represent something close to an existential threat to the biggest social network of them all.
And just so we understand, it's basically like your iMessage. If you've got an iPhone, you can text for free over the internet.
Exactly. Think of it very much like iMessage. In fact, if you have a friend and you sort of compare iMessage to your friend's WhatsApp, it'll be very similar. And I think this is part of the confusion. People are thinking, I have an iPhone.
Why would I need iMessage?
It's completely free. So why would you spend $19 billion on it? Well, you know, not everyone in the world has an iPhone. And this is a texting app that sort of skirts S&M rules overseas and makes it very cheap and easy to share messages and pictures.
And the other part of the value of this we've heard is that people are very engaged with this. Tell us about that.
Right. It has 450 million people who, I think, have bought the app, but 315 million use it every single day. That makes it bigger than Twitter overseas, bigger than Twitter globally. When people look at the price tag and say, okay, $16 to $19 billion, why would Facebook spend this much money? Don't think, is WhatsApp worth $19 billion? Think, why is WhatsApp worth $19 billion to Facebook? This is a company worth over $100 billion, and it is struggling in two areas, I think. One, uptake among young people. Two, uptake globally. It wants to make sure that it is at the very top of the baubles that people click on when they turn on their smartphones all around the world. So if WhatsApp represents an existential threat to a $100 billion company or more, then that is what's worth $16 to $19 billion.
And it seems like it was worth even more than that to Mark Zuckerberg, who we read was interrupted in his Valentine's Day dinner with his wife by the CEO of WhatsApp, who came over to do the deal and actually ended up eating a plate of chocolate with Mark Zuckerberg that was reserved for his wife. We'll leave that for another day.
It was quite a Valentine for WhatsApp.
Yeah, I'm sure it was lovely for both of them. But Derek, how are they expecting to make money on this?
That is a really good question. It's not entirely clear that Mark Zuckerberg has a monetization plan for WhatsApp. WhatsApp has for a long time said, we are not going to sell ads. This is not about selling ads. And at least for now, Zuckerberg says he wants to honor that mission statement of WhatsApp and not sell ads between these messages. I think what we've seen, though, from Facebook and from Twitter is that we used to think that attention was difficult to monetize on mobile. And now we see it's actually rather easy to monetize attention. Twitter and Facebook are majority mobile companies at this point. Both of them make more than 50% of their money off of our smartphones and our attention on our smartphones. So the question here is it possible somehow, even beyond advertising, to monetize the attention of 315 million people all around the world checking the same app? Facebook's saying, we think we can do this. We think we can build an ecosystem of monetization that will allow us to make money from the fact that we own all the ways that people pay attention to their smartphones. They're really trying to build a monopoly on your mobile attention when you're trying to talk to people in your city and around the world.
And what about the war in Silicon Valley between Facebook and Google and Apple? Where does this put Facebook in terms of acquisition of the next big thing?
This is interesting. So if you think about, okay, Facebook's last few acquisitions, Instagram, the most popular photo sharing, WhatsApp, the most popular global messaging service, Google's latest acquisitions, though, don't take them online. They sort of take them offline or into what people call the Internet of Things.
Yeah.
They bought Nest, which is this device that monitors your home energy use. They're investing in robotics companies. They're building cars that can drive themselves. It's interesting. It's hard to say now, but my guess would be that Google wants to take what it's learned about data for people and bring that into the offline world and create this online-offline connection so that the things that we interact with talk to us and tell Google what we're interested in so that they can sell us advertising. So they're focused on the machines and the devices in our world. Facebook, I think, is content to say, we're going to dominate those baubles on your phone. We want to own every single little colorful square, the second on your home screen when you open up your Android or Apple device.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.